Our scripture passage for today is from the Gospel according to Matthew, and we're reading from chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And this is the story of when Jesus walked on the water. Immediately, he made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God. This is the word of the Lord. One of the most common symbols for the early church was a boat or a ship on the water. And it was often pictured not on calm water, but on rough seas. In fact, the word nave, which architecturally refers to the main portion of a church sanctuary, comes from the Latin word navis, which means ship. So as people facing persecution because they were part of the church, Matthew's readers understood that their ship, the church, was being battered quite severely. In fact, the original Greek reads that the boat was being tortured by the waves. And you know, sometimes we are being battered by the storms of life. Elderly parents who are really struggling and you are taking care of them. A life-threatening illness that turns your life upside down all of a sudden. Kids who are going through, you know, challenges and really difficult times, and you're unable to help or really to do anything to change their circumstances. Or maybe you are in a financial storm of epic proportions, or you are recovering and you're healing from the loss of a dear loved one. When we go through those difficulties, the question that most of us ask is, why? So what can we learn today from this story that we just read in Matthew? That'll hopefully help us make some sense out of the storm. Let me share just a few thoughts with you today. This storm that Matthew tells us about happened right after the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus said to his disciples, "You go ahead, get in the boat, and I will meet you on the other side." And so they did what the Lord told them to do. And then on their way to the other side, they ran into a storm. They were on their way. They were doing exactly what God told them to do. They were where God wanted them to be. They were performing the act that God wanted them to perform. And then what happened? A storm came up. Here's what so many of us do. Whenever we face difficulties in life, we try to find out, you know, what caused the storm in our lives. What is it that we did that caused the storm? You say, "Lord, I don't know why I'm going through this. Let's see. No, I stopped doing that. Well, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. I don't see that person anymore. Lord, you forgave me for that. And it's like we've been conditioned to associate difficulties with disobedience. But being a believer doesn't give you a detour around difficulties and pain. Being a Christian doesn't make you exempt from all trials and tribulations in life. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, disobedience to God can put you in the storm as well, right? But this verse says you can do exactly what God wants you to do. You can be exactly where He wants you to be, and you can still find yourself in a storm. It's not necessarily something you did. So storms are part of our existence on this side of eternity. And being a believer does not mean you're never going to experience a storm in your life. And that's the first thought I have for you today. So the disciples got on the boat as Jesus told them to do. And then a violent storm came up and it was raging. And then at about 4 o'clock in the morning, in the midst of the storm, Jesus came toward them walking on water. But they didn't recognize him. They said, "It's a ghost." And it says they were afraid. My second thought is this. Don't get so focused on the storm that you lose sight of Jesus. Don't ever get so focused on your storm that you lose sight of the Lord. Because some of us get so caught up in the storm, we lose sight of Jesus. We don't recognize when God is trying to talk to us. We don't recognize Jesus coming towards us. And here's the deal. Many times, God will bring storms in our lives so He can speak to us in such a way that we'll actually hear Him. Because we don't always hear Him in the calm. When things are going well and you got it going on, God has to call and get an appointment with you. But when the storms are raging, you are down on your knees and you have to pray. Why? Because the storms get our attention. So the disciples see someone walking toward them on the water and they think it's a ghost. But then Jesus spoke to them and said, "Don't worry. I'm Jesus. So don't be afraid." And you see, sometimes we forget who God is. When Jesus goes to those disciples in the middle of the storm, He tells them that He's on their side. Says, "I'm in your midst." And that's what Jesus is saying to you today. I'm going to meet you in your storm. You've got some troubles in your life. You've got some things that you can't handle. But listen, I'm on your side. And so whatever you're going through, know that God is on your side. He is for you. He's not against you. So don't get so focused on the storm you're facing that you lose sight of Jesus. Are you still able to hear me? Or I've had many distractions before, but not this. So here's the third principle we get from this story. It takes courage to get out of the boat. When Jesus said to the disciples in the boat, "Don't be afraid, it's me," Peter replied and said, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come on." So Peter got out of the boat and he started walking toward him. I mean, here's something to think about. Regardless of how it ended for Peter, he was actually willing to get out of the boat. And sometimes if you are going to do something great in life, you need to be willing to get out of the boat as well. You've got to be willing to leave the boat people behind. No one else did, but Peter did. And listen, there will always be boat people, okay? People who won't get out of the boat. People who tell you, well, you don't get out of the boat. People who don't want you to do anything great. They don't think you can actually do anything great. They don't want you to step out and try something new. They tell you, you are going to fail. They say it's not worth the risk to get out of the boat. It's not worth the effort. It's not going to work. Some people are too comfortable and too afraid to take risk, and they just sit in the boat. But I want to say to you today, if God is putting something in your heart, if He gives you the passion and the vision, then don't let the boat people get in your way. And so the Bible says Peter got out of the boat and he actually walked toward Jesus. He had the courage to step out, but then when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet and when he saw how strong the wind was, he lost his nerve and he started to sink and he cried out, "Save me, Lord." And Jesus didn't hesitate. He didn't let him go under. He reached down and he grabbed his hand. Which brings me to my final thought for you this morning. God will save us in the midst of our storms. God will save you in the midst of your storm. Jesus saved Peter as he was going under. And then he said, "You surely don't have much faith. Why did you doubt?" And you know what? Some of you doubt. You doubt God's love for you. You doubt God cares about you. You doubt that God is looking out for you. You doubt God has your best interests at heart. You doubt that God knows what He's doing, that He'll be with you when you get out of the boat, that He will give you the strength to cope with your challenges, that He will help you to forgive, that He will help your heart to heal, that He will help you to grow in your faith and in your trust, that He will actually save you from your storm. Peter said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus didn't hesitate. He saved him. Even if you choose to remain in the boat, Jesus will save you and be with you. When Jesus and Peter got into the boat, the wind died down. The men in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You really are the Son of God." You see, the same God who gives you directions that leads you into the storm is the same God who meets you in the storm. He's the same God who will deliver you out of your storm. And He's the same God who will walk with you through your storm. God doesn't have to stop the storm necessarily. He can come in the midst of a storm and walk with you right on through your storm. Despite the battering our own lives take and how much deep water we find ourselves in, Christ comes to us in our daily lives as we live as part of the worshiping community. And often it's through the storm that you see God not for what he's done, but for who he is. And if you know who he is, then you'll know what he can do. So I invite Christ to join you on the stormy sea of your life. And if you trust him to sail with you and show you how to deal with the waves that batter your ship, he will also help you land safely on heaven's shore. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your word, and thank you for the encouragement and the comfort that we find in this story. Thank you that you don't necessarily take away the storms. It's part of life, but you always walk toward us and you're with us in the storm, and you have the power to lead us through the storm and enable us to find the calm in our own lives. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your blessing. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.